Now we come here to one of the great songs, and this is a song that the nation was to learn. It was sort of like their Star Spangled Banner, or My Country, 'Tis of Thee, or God Save the King, or any patriotic song. It was one the nation was to know, and these songs have had a great deal to do with every people in every nation. As we indicated last time, someone made the statement, let anyone write the laws of the land, and let me write the songs. In other words, the songs have more influence than the laws do. And of course, if that is true, then we are today in a sad predicament when you listen to these modern songs that are not saying anything, that as far as Christians are concerned. And yet the church is falling heads over heels for this type of thing today. May I say that I'm delighted in many senses. I'm no longer a pastor because I'm confident that I would not tolerate a great deal of what I hear today that passes as Christian music. It's not even music, let alone Christian. Now, in this song, however, which is a great song, I wish we actually could go into more detail in it than we are permitted to, but we'll do pretty well. This is a 5-year course, and we can spend a little time. It's prophetic, by the way, and the first 4 verses is the introduction, a call to hear. It says, give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Now, God calls heaven and earth to witness that these are the conditions on which he's putting them into that land. And when he was ready to put them out of the land in judgment, Isaiah has that song. In fact, it really opens the book of Isaiah, and I want to turn to that. It opens the same way, verse 2 of chapter 1. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. And when God put them in the land, he called heaven and earth to witness the conditions on which he was putting them in the land. Now that he's ready to put them out of the land, over in Isaiah, which, by the way, was at least 700 years later, when he put them out of the land, why, he calls heaven and earth. He's not doing this in a corner. This is not something that he's doing undercover, but that he's justified in putting them out of the land. Now he says in verse 2, here my doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Now that's the way God's word is. The psalmist, you remember, says that he'll come down like rain upon the mown grass. I love that statement. A dear saint in Dallas, Texas, many years ago, she said to a pastor when she lost her husband, whom she loved dearly, she said, now I know, Pastor, the meaning of the psalmist when he says he'd come down like rain upon the mown grass. Well, he's mowed me down, but he's coming down like rain. Now, that's the way the Word of God should come down into our hearts and into our lives. He says, because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. And how little of the literature of today promotes God, has something good to say about him. His name is taken in vain today. Now, in verse 4, he is the rock. Now, here's rock music, you see. This is a song, and the word rock occurs here. I think I've noticed at least 7 or 8 times it occurs in this song. This is rock music, therefore. But the rock happens to be God, happens to be the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the chief cornerstone today. He's the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is he. How this exalts God, and he needs to be exalted today.